Okay, so this is line 4 of the Paris Metro. We're travelling north. This is just one stop from the Gare du Nord station, and that's the Eurostar terminal. So this really is just a spit from the city centre. Fairly busy train, but this is an area we're going to that we're told hides a very different story of the French capital.
La prochaine gare est Barbès-Rochard.
Making our way out the station towards the main district here. Now, you may have seen images of this area on TV and in newspapers. It is where France's immigration story, I suppose, kind of unravels. We're here to find out exactly who is here and why. Just coming out onto the main road now, and wow, my goodness, this is extraordinary. What hits you immediately are dozens and dozens, hundreds possibly, of young men lining the roads here. As far as you can see, gathering in groups, standing outside shops. Average age looks to be about maybe 25. Some of these men are selling cigarettes. Others, it's quite difficult to get through this crowd here. Others appear just to be begging, hanging around in groups or lines in the road. It isn't often you see just a huge group of people in this kind of way. These guys are obviously not Parisians, no way really yet knowing of their background or nationality. It just doesn't feel, just seeing any one group of people en masse like this, doesn't feel particularly safe. There's something vaguely intimidating about this, no other way of putting it really. And I can't sugarcoat this anymore really, but here with producer Alex, who's just about the only female in this street right now, and all eyes appear to be on her. So I'm going to try and get us over to the other side a little bit here. We're just trying to make our way to a slightly quieter doorway. Alex has found what looks like a local man here, a shopkeeper it seems, trying to get a word with him.
C'est pas un endroit pour vous. Faites gaffe, surtout vous. Sortez d'ici.
What's he saying?
I've just been talking to this guy, and he's lived here for a long time. He knows this area quite well. And he's saying that this is just completely not safe, that we need to get out, especially me, that I'm not safe here.
So who are these people then?
Ces gens-là, c'est les sans-papiers, c'est pas bien, ils veulent, ils vendent des médicaments.
He's basically saying they're forbidden people, they beg, they steal, they sell drugs.
And where do these people come from? Where are they arriving here from?
L'Érythrée, l'Algérie, la Tunisie, le Maroc.
Tunisia, Morocco, Algeria.
And the other side of here, around the vicinity, what's going on over that side? There seems to be more people over there.
Si vous traversez le pont par là, c'est encore plus dangereux. Il s'agit d'une zone interdite.
So he's saying that it's even more
si
dangerous
côté,
if you go that way
côté,
over the bridge.
On vous vole, on
That's
vous
like a no-go zone.
C'est pas bien, vous devrez pas y
You could be robbed or even worse.
And are the police doing anything to try and assist this problem?
La police, ils font ce qu'ils peuvent, mais c'est très difficile.
So he's saying that these people
c'est
are not illegal, and it's very
mais,
difficult for the police to contain them, though. It's quite hard for them to keep them all in one area, and the authorities don't really know what to do with them.
And what about the genuine refugee camps that we've heard were in this area? Where are all of those people?
Les réfugiés sont de l'autre côté. La police les fait circuler, mais ils sont
he
juste
says
là-haut.
They're down there. They're down the other way, and the police keep having to move them on, so they're much further down.
Okay. Well, look, we're getting some pretty grim looks. I think we should slightly leg it. I don't think these people are very happy to see us. So let's head this way, over the bridge, and try and find exactly what we're looking for on the way. That was not a pleasant experience. Just going by what the last guy was apparently trying to tell us, these temporary makeshift refugee camps appear to be set up in one area. They're there for a little while, a few days, maybe a few weeks. The police come along, they move everybody along, and they just set up again further down the road. And that's exactly what we're looking for. Excuse me, do you speak English? Excusez-moi, parlez-vous anglais? We're looking for the refugee area where there is a camp. Are you aware of this, where this might be?
Every month, 2 months, they are moving 200 meters more.
Is it dangerous there?
No, it's not dangerous. If you have your bag like this.
Yeah, maybe.
No, they are kindly people.
Yeah. So it's different to up there?
Yeah, but it's on the right.
Good stuff. Thank you very much.
You are very, very, very welcome.
We're going to go and walk that way. And we've literally walked just a further 200 meters, and My goodness, this really is the next layer of this story. This is the refugee camp that so many people have been telling us about. I don't really know where to begin here. We're again under another part of this railway bridge, and there are just, how can I describe this, hundreds of men, women and children crammed into this space. This really doesn't look like the kind of place anybody would want to call home. If we can just go a little further in here and see what is happening. It feels slightly invasive somehow walking in on this, but I do want to bring you a big picture of what is going on here. Here we're among people of what appears to be varying ages, a large percentage tucked up in sleeping bags, all huddled in very close proximity to each other, presumably to keep warm. But as distinct from the other side that we just experienced of this viaduct, there's nothing threatening going on here. There's actually an odd calm, a sense of desperation even. This really does look like a lost people. Many of these people just sitting, staring ahead of them, hardly aware of our presence here. Others seem slightly intrigued as to why we might be here. Alex has gone to talk to a group of women on the other side. I'm going to try and grab a word with somebody here and find out what is going on. Excuse me, do you speak? Anybody speak English? You speak English? You speak English? Hi, do you speak English? Could we have a word, please? Thank you. Can you explain what is happening here?
Yeah, we have came here 2 weeks ago. People is living here every night. So we need to send a request to the state of this country in order to give an house. We need an emergency state right now. Yeah.
How long have most people in here been in France?
In this place, only in this place, we have been 2 weeks. But there is people who have been living in France more than 3 years without any home.
So 3 years, living like this.
Living like this. So we have organized here in order to ask the governments to give us accommodation.
And are the French government helping?
No. At the first night, the police come to us and they have tried to forcibly put out from this place. So we have resisted them. We didn't see them again.
Where is everybody from?
The people come from a different kind of nations, but they are mostly from Africans. We are some from Somalia. There is others from Sudan, and others from some from the Asia side, like the Afghanistan.
And what are you getting away from? What is happening back home?
We have escaped from the war-torn countries, and everybody have escaped from the special problem that have been affected them. Especially me, I have been escaped from some part of Al-Qaeda linked groups. I'm staying in Europe to get asylum and to get a visa, because the visa is a key of the human life.
So we are Eritrean, Ethiopian, Sudan, yeah, Somalia, yeah, these kind of places. Yeah. How many North Africans would you say are in Paris at the moment?
At the moment, I can't calculate right now. There is numbers of people from this from the Africans living in more than 1,000. I can't measure right now.
But it's a growing number.
Yeah, it's growing out there. A number is growing year after year. But according to any other country, as the neighbor country, as like the Germany, if you go, they will give you an accommodation. There is a camp for refugees over there. But I don't know what's wrong with this country. They didn't give us anything.
Why did you come to France?
I come here because it gives asylum status quickly, you know. But other countries, you're going to wait asylum status more than 3 years or the 4 years, like the Germany.
So at the moment, are you awaiting status? Do you have asylum status or are you illegal?
I didn't register myself because the registration place, you must go at the early morning registration, please. Then there is a queue. There is a lot of people, more than 300, more than 200 people staying there, waiting for asylum. And every day I go there, but they say the time is up.
So could the police take some of you guys away?
When you go on the streets, the police will gonna ask you some questions like what kind of status do you have? Are you legal in this country? But they will let you go if you don't have any documents.
And how are the French people? How do they treat you? Is that okay?
Really, really, as much as possible. They have really treat with us a good way. They always consult with us about the future, about how they can give us any help and give us support and to give us an accommodation. They send a request to the state to they say you must give the government must give an accommodation to other peoples. Yeah,
what is the solution? What is going to happen? People can't carry on living like this.
Yeah, there is a new people is coming day after day, but still we didn't have any solution, and we have forced ourselves to stay here as long as we get a solution.